Hey, this is The Lost Trail Runner, episode 114. I originally was going to get this podcast out before Christmas, but as usual, things fell through. So, I hope you enjoy it. This is episode 114. Hey, I wanted to give you an update on my Galloway 13.1 weekend that I didn't run. There was an expo down at the Westin Peachtree Plaza in downtown Atlanta on Saturday, and I got down there on the MARTA train just a little bit before Billy Mills, the Olympic champion in the 10,000 meters, I believe in 1964, gave his talk. I got in the room just as he was being introduced, and he gave a very inspiring presentation about what happened during that Olympics and the way he was treated back in those days, being a Native American, and he wasn't treated as a first-class citizen the whole time, which is kind of disappointing to hear, but he did end up being the only American to ever win a gold medal in the 10,000 meters in the Olympics. And I guess he is around 80 now. Does that sound right? I don't know. But anyway, he gave us a talk for probably close to an hour. And once his talk was over, the Extra Mile podcast meetup group went over to a food court across the street on Peachtree Street and had lunch. And then we came back and met with Jeff for a little while. And socialized a little bit, got a couple of pictures taken, things like that. Then the meeting broke up, and the Extra Mile podcast bunch was going to meet for dinner, and I was going to go and meet them, but it turned out I didn't make it. There was a bowl game in town, downtown. I noticed when I caught the MARTA train into town that there were a lot of people coming from Lenox Square shopping that were going to the bowl game. And usually when there's a bowl game in downtown Atlanta, it's a zoo, you know, in the afternoon and evening when that's taking place. So knowing that the restaurant that we were going to eat at was down on 8th Street in Midtown, I just decided I couldn't make it living out in Lilburn, because I came back home, and then that mean I'd have to drive all the way back in town, find a parking place, and it turned out to be just kind of a hassle. That's the way going into Atlanta always is for me. Anyway, I enjoyed my time down there at the expo, and I enjoyed meeting up with everybody, and hope to see them again next year, possibly during the run, if not at the expo, or at both. I just really am antsy about not being able to run anymore for now, so I'll cut this off and come back later. This is the last week before Christmas. I've gotten most of my Christmas shopping done, but I have a few items left. And also, it is the week after the Galloway half. I didn't run the half. I ended up switching to the virtual run, which gives me more time to get my half in. That's due to my injury, which is still plaguing me. I haven't been able to recover from that. But I have a doctor's appointment this Thursday. So hopefully I can go to the doctor, get some clues on what I need to do to recover so I can get back to my training. I've really, really gone downhill training-wise, and I feel like I'm losing fitness. You know how when you don't run and you want to run, but you know it's going to hurt when you do, so you kind of put it off, and finally you end up losing the fitness you've built up. Like, my longest run was 16 miles. And then after that, it all went downhill. So basically, I'm going to have to build up again once I get over this, whatever it is. One of the people I talked to at the expo, at the Galloway 13.1 expo, said they probably thought it was piriformis, which I looked up and it seems like it could be. It's in the same pretty close vicinity where your sciatic nerve is. And I have noticed that I feel pain run down the back of my leg, which is one of the symptoms of sciatica. And so it could be either one of those. And I guess it's just hard to get over with. I've been trying to put some stretching in to what I do every day, even though I haven't been running much. And hopefully, over a period of time, this thing will turn around and I'll get back to what I really want to be doing, which is being out and running. And the weather's not been that bad. It hadn't really been super cold or super hot. We've had some cold days, but nothing to speak of that are really bad. I've run in much worse. So I can't blame the weather on me not getting outside and running. It's just been this injury's given me a lack of enthusiasm to hurt, you know. And I need to get over that, and I need to get with getting this thing fixed. And once I get it fixed, then I can go out and hit the trails and the roads again. So I guess I'll cut this mic off for now, and then I'll add something later on. I'll see ya. Hey, I'm back. It's a different day, but I'm back. I'm sitting in the parking lot at a park here in Lilburn, across from Mountain Park. I forget the name of it. It's a little park with a kind of a loop, paved loop that is about maybe 7 or 8 tenths of a mile. I just finished walking 3 loops in 45 minutes and got in like 2.3 miles. And let me see, where can we start from here? Okay, I went to my doctor last Thursday to get my yearly physical, and I told him about my sore leg, butt muscle thing, and he wrote me a prescription to go to physical therapist to get it checked out and see if we can get it fixed. So that same afternoon, I went over to a physical therapy place near where I live, and they evaluated me for about an hour, I guess, I was there, and they decided that it was probably either a hamstring tear or a hamstring pull. And they basically grounded me for 6 weeks, so I can't run for 6 weeks. But they have put me on a treadmill for 20 minutes a day, walking backwards. And in this next week or two, after they've evaluated me some more, they're going to give me some exercises to do, either stretching or whatever, strength, I don't know what. It should help, you know, my healing process, I guess. But walking on that treadmill backwards, that's really a trip. I can't, that's just so weird to me. When I went to the therapist last Thursday afternoon and walked on the treadmill for 5 minutes, and then she said, I want you to do this 20 minutes a day. So the only way I can kind of cope with this at home, because I've got a treadmill at home, is do it 5 minutes four times. I can't do it 20 minutes straight because I have a hard time staying on the treadmill 20 minutes going frontwards, much less going backwards. I just, you know. So hopefully four fives will be okay. I go back this coming Thursday around noontime, I guess, and I'll ask her if it's okay that I'm breaking it up into segments like that, because I figure, you know, 20 minutes on a treadmill is 20 minutes on a treadmill, whether you do it all at once or not. So we'll see how that goes. And they didn't say I couldn't walk, at least not yet. So today is probably my first day that I've walked in since last week. I really haven't done anything for close to a week right now, and it's getting kind of, you know how it is when you've been running for 150 years or whatever it is I've been running. You just want to do something. So I figured I would just go out and walk for 45 minutes and see how it felt. It felt pretty good. I only got a little twinge going uphill on one portion of my walk, so I didn't feel too bad about that. And it was kind of in the middle of the walk. It wasn't at the end, so it went away. It wasn't something that persisted the whole walk. It was just that one time, and then didn't bother me anymore. Sitting here in the car now, that's a different story. Sitting on my hiney, it's a little sore. But sitting, it's more sore sitting than it is standing up anyway, so I expect that. But anyway, 6 weeks is going to be a long, long time. And then if I can get over this thing in 6 weeks and I can get back into my training like I'm supposed to, I'll probably end up doing my Galloway half marathon in the middle of training, one of my long runs or something, you know, because I'm doing the virtual now, so I don't have to, I'm not racing anybody, so all I got to do is the distance, and I'm not really concerned about how fast or how slow I do it. I'm just going to do it whenever I'm able to. So I start a new training program for pointing towards the Peachtree Roadway race fairly soon, so somewhere in that program before the deadline of the virtual for the Galloway 13.1, I'll have to do my 13.1, which shouldn't be a problem, hopefully. So I'm going to try to stick with these 45-minute walks and do them at least four or five times a week, maybe longer, more, depending on how I feel. You know, I'm not going to say, okay, I got to go out and do 45 minutes every single day. But I want to get a minimum of about four of them in a week and maybe more. I'd like to, you know, walk around 12 to 14 miles during the week, whatever that comes out to. Like today, I walked 45 minutes and it was 2.31 miles. Okay. So hopefully I can do that, unless the therapist tells me no, I can't even walk, which I don't see that happening. But you never can tell. I mean, she might say, nope, you're going to walk backwards on a treadmill for 20 minutes a day and that's it. And then if that's what she says, that's what I'll do. But hopefully I'll be able to do my regular walking like I did today. So I guess I'm going to crank this car up. I'm recording my car, and it works out really good because I'm sitting in the parking lot, and it's really quiet in the car. You don't get a lot of background noise. And I can record and not be bothered by anybody. So maybe this is what I'll start doing. I'll do a car cast, I guess it would be called, sitting in my car. That's an easy way to do it. This is the second time I'm recording this, though. I just recorded it earlier, and I didn't have my iPhone set on airplane mode. And Bluetooth was on, and the Wi-Fi thing was on, and I got background noise, you know, staticky sound. So I put it on airplane mode, and I'm sitting here re-recording. And hopefully this second recording will not have all that garbage on it. If it does, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, anyway, I'll let you go.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.